Well, you watched on the sidelines on Saturday. It was a tricky one, that really, wasn't it? I mean, Fulham were in pretty good form on the day. How difficult was it for North End?
Yeah, very difficult. I think they'll be in the playoffs come end of the season. You know, they're a very well-drilled team. We actually went to the same place in pre-season with them. And, you know, they were drilled how to play. And you could see it's paying off, the way they moved the ball, and the rotation was very impressive. But I think when we got after them for 10, 15 minutes, we got after them and really started causing problems. We got a goal back and we looked to be on the front foot then. But like I said, they're well-drilled. They'll keep playing the way. They won't change the way they play. And you know, they got another goal, which was disappointing. To concede three goals was disappointing because you used to be really good defensively. But you know, we got to dust ourselves down and go again. Another big game tomorrow.
It's been a pretty tiring experience as well when you're chasing the game a bit like that, because their movement on Saturday, that must start to have an effect eventually.
It will, because you know the way they play, you're going to get tired no matter who you are. If you're chasing, concentrating, someone's going to switch off and then a gap will appear. But you know, you give credit to them, they play well. But we've been on a good run ourselves, so when I've been here and we've had this point, we've always managed to bounce back in a positive manner. So you know, it's a good thing in this division you've got a game the next few days to try and put it right.
Yeah, you've not had many defeats recently, have you? But maybe, are you overdue an away win?
I hope so. We prepare for every game to win, so you know, but we know it's going to be difficult. Derby are a good team, and the problem might be a bit similar to Fulham, the way they play. You know, they want to pass it, but last year we went there and I think we got a draw, but we probably could have won the game. But you know, we know it's going to be a tough game, but we want to try and push on and you know, try and get across the playoffs, as they say. But we take the next game as it comes, and it's Derby, and you know, if we can get a 3 points there, it'll put us back in good stead.
Have the players been talking about the playoffs potentially, trying to get up there, or is that just, would that just be a bonus were it to happen?
Yeah, we always concentrate on the next game. Players have not really mentioned, you know, if we get there, then that's a great achievement for us, but someone always comes sneaking up at the end, so you know, we just keep our heads down under the radar and let the football do the talking. So, but it's going to be tough because there's so many good teams and so many teams underachieving, big teams. You know, we're doing very well and people have sat up and took notice of us, you know, the way we've been playing. So every team we go to, you know, they're in for a tough game. So Derby will be another good game. Then you look after that as another tough game with Reading coming. I went to watch them against Blackburn and they weren't very good that day. I know Blackburn won, but both teams weren't very good that day, yeah. If I'm being honest. But you know, sometimes you get off days, but we know it's going to be difficult, obviously, going to their place. They have a big following, big support, which you know, are demanding results down there. So if we can go there and upset them, if you can get the crowd on the back early, then you've got half a chance.
Sure. I suppose the thing is, when the teams above you do slip up, and that's likely to happen because of the quality of teams in the Championship, you've got to be ready to make the most of that, haven't you?
Definitely. I think we play most of the teams in and around us coming up, so you know, if we can take points off them, you know, that's us catching the teams above. So there's going to be lots of top changes coming in to the end of the season. 11 games to go, things can happen.
Just a word on Tom Barkayzen, and he's got genuine pace, hasn't he? Does that give you, someone like yourself who can get on the ball, spread play, does that give you something else to maybe aim at if he's on there?
Yeah, we call him the envelope. He just floats like an envelope around, but he's got some pace on him, the boy, and he's seen on Saturday, but he makes the run and Aidan McGeady puts him a great ball through and it's a great finish. He took it early and the keeper couldn't get set, but he has, and you know, the games he's come on, he's affected because you know, he's willing to learn and run past people, and you know, someone with pace, it scares the life out of defenders. So no, he took the goal really well, and he's done well over the last few weeks. So like I say, if you've got people that run the other way as a ball playing midfielder, or you know, you can see a pass, then it makes your job a bit easier. Like an envelope blowing around, so he don't weigh nothing, he can glide as well. So it's like throw an envelope out there in the wind, he'll just take off. Against QPR, he went one way and then went the other way. Mm-hmm. And then he still managed to get it.
Yeah.
He's done really well. I just have that bit of banter with him, calling him that. I think he weighs about 2 stone, is that like?